Wisconsin's prison population has swelled over the past four decades from 3,000 to well over 20,000. The state also now has the highest rate of black male incarceration in the country. Wisconsin was among the states that had adopted a get-tough-on-crime policy, particularly for drug offenses. But in recent times, Wisconsin has been looking at ways to reduce its nonviolent prison population. As Marty Michelson reports, a legislative committee will meet this summer to consider easing certain sentences. Lawmakers from both parties will serve on the committee. The chair will be Republican Representative Rob Hutton of Brookfield. He says it will look at reclassifying certain offenses. For instance, the state might bump down certain minor felonies to misdemeanors and some misdemeanors to fines.
The areas that we're going to be dealing with are more in the whole area of nonviolent, to where you can make the argument that those individuals are not a threat to society.
Hutton emphasizes that sentences for violent offenses would remain intact, but for others, the person might need treatment.
Whether it's through mental health issues, whether it's through addiction issues, whether it's through drug issues, whatever the case may be, I think that's where we can have some honest discussion as to what are we doing with those individuals.
Hutton says the cost of incarcerating thousands of nonviolent offenders has been straining county jails and the state corrections budget. It tops $1 billion.
And I think people as taxpayers and we as legislators who are steward of those taxpayer dollars are obligated to ask the questions of how well are we doing.
Hutton insists there's a groundswell of support among his colleagues to ease some sentences and that the public will not view changes as Wisconsin going soft on crime. One person who expects results is Marquette University Law School professor Michael O'Hare. He says about three dozen states are working on prison reform.
Nationally, this is increasingly a bipartisan issue, and people on both sides of the aisle recognize that there are a lot of people in prison who don't need to be in prison, that that's a real budgetary issue. It's also a moral issue when we're holding people in prison who don't need to be there.
One state that has drastically reduced its prison population is Texas. Jason Clark is spokesman for its Department of Corrections. He says when the number of Texas inmates peaked at 156,000 in 2007, the legislature began passing laws aimed at lowering the numbers.
They looked at substance abuse treatment, invested heavily in substance abuse treatment for those offenders that are incarcerated as well as those outside. They also focused on DWI offenders, and then they started to look at probation and parole, particularly probation on how can we keep these offenders that are really at the beginning of the criminal justice system and keep them from coming in.
Clark estimates that Texas has diverted 6,000 people from its prison system. The Wisconsin committee will hold its first meeting this month and hopes to recommend changes early in 2015. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.